Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Rob Satter's at his appointed spot on the other side of the glass, so we appreciate his help and hard work. We'll start out backwards here and invite our most recent addition to the news line with us. Lieutenant Kirsten Starnes is on the line. You remember she and her husband, Jared Starnes, who run the Milton Salvation Army, our community commanding corps officers of the Salvation Army, and they are getting ready to ramp up through the holiday season, which means red kettles and needy family fund, Here for Good campaign, and a lot of other activities. So, Kirsten, thank you so much for checking in during this busy time.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
I do appreciate that. In the studio with us now, Major Tammy is back, as she's known around the Salvation Army in Sunbury. Major Tammy Hench is the commanding corps officer and the pastor and administrator of the Sunbury Salvation Army. So please get very close to that mic. Pull that mic up close to you. Yep, there you go. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, good to see you. Thank you so much for coming in again. We didn't scare you away last week or the week before, so good for us. Okay. And Joel Harris is back. He's been a regular fixture here, keeping us up to date with some very busy Salvation Army citadels around here. Joel, thank you for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark.
I do appreciate that. Let's start out with the application process. We know Here for Good campaign is underway. Who wants to start us out? You want to tell us about the application process that's underway?
Certainly. Depending on the area that you live in, you could just call the number. If you are in the Shamokin Cole Township area, call 570-644-0486. We have 3 more days this week scheduled, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, to make an appointment and fill out an application if you would like assistance for Christmas, which would be a Christmas food basket and toys for children that are 12 and under. And if you are in the Sunbury area, the phone number would be 570-283-4131, and you can call and make an appointment. You can also visit us online for an application there and just talk with Grace. She's very pleasant, and she'll make an appointment with you.
Grace rocks. You can say that throughout the Salvation Army for 100 reasons. So, all right, so 286-4131.
That is correct.
Okay, super. That's the Sunbury Salvation Army. And Kirsten, tell us about the contact information and how the application process is going up in Milton.
Absolutely. So we have finished our in-person applications in Milton. We did that the last 2 weeks of October, but we have launched our, what we call our late applications, but it's an all online program. So you can do it right from the comfort of your home anytime that works for you. So it's very convenient. You can find that application either by going onto our Facebook page, which is the Salvation Army Milton, or you can go on to our website, which is thesalvationarmymilton.org.
All right, and we always think... Oh, please, continue. Go right ahead.
And if you have any questions, you can always call our office, and we can help assist you with that. And our phone number is 570-742-4231.
Now, I always think of the number of individuals who sign up as going up slightly each year. Are you detecting a trend in the number of folks signing up this year?
This year, we're going to see how our late applications go, but we're actually a little lower than we normally are. We have just about 70 to 75 families, the last that I checked, and normally we have about 100 families. So this late application time might really boost us up. We're not quite sure what to expect yet, but we're preparing for as many kids as last year and more.
All right. And Joel, give us some sort of a sense of what's happening at the Citadels these days in terms of the application, and you're getting ready for the kickoff of the kettles, too.
Oh, it's busy. It's I'm glad we're able to get out and do a nice kettle kickoff this year. We're going to have Matt Catrillo come in and be our MC, and we're going to have some good speakers, Representative Culver and Representative Rowe and some other Salvation Army officers and employees get out there and get the campaign kicked off to help the neighborhood. Right now, we're just busy getting a lot of participation from local groups and organizations, really getting out there to help ensure we have the toys and the need we have, the support we have for our campaign and for what we're looking to give to the families this year. And a big shout out I want to give to the Winterfest Committee in Milton for helping to collect some more toys with the Milton Fire Company.
All right, and the kettles go for what exactly? Where do these proceeds go, Major Hinch?
They go into our operating account that helps us to assist people in need and take care of financial assistance, maybe assistance with oil, rent, pretty much necessities, buying food, anything that would go along with the Christmas program that we end up having to spend funds on. A lot of different things.
And Lieutenant Starnes, anything in particular that may be slightly different in terms of the needs that you'll be addressing this season and next year in and around the Milton area?
Yes. So we are actually launching a new program. We are going to have a hygiene pantry where we can give items such as toilet paper, body wash, shampoo, laundry detergent, things like that that might be hard to come by if you've taken a large financial hit. Those are things that we find is a gap for people being able to afford, and it's really hard to live without things like toilet paper. So we wanted to make sure that we could fill that need. So that is something that we're launching with our Christmas program this year, and we will have year-round available.
And you'll have some diapers as part of that? I understand that's always a significant need. A lot of the churches work to meet that need.
Yes, we will.
All right. And what about feminine hygiene products? That's something else that one of the local churches, the UU Church, has always been working to reach out and do more.
Yes, we'll have all of that available as well. So we're really sat down and thought about every area that might be hard for people to come up with if they've lost income, and so all of those areas we're hoping to take care of. So feminine products, diapers, wipes, all that stuff we'll have available through our pantry, razors, everything you could imagine that could help you to maintain your hygiene regardless of your income.
All right. Now, the Red Kettle campaign starts on Friday. Set the scene at the kickoff and what happens in the weeks ahead, Joel.
Yeah, so we're looking to kick it off at 11 o'clock at Cameron Park in Sunbury. You're welcome to come out and visit in person or check us out on the live stream. We're looking to have a nice, well-rounded program, a little bit interaction from the community. But from that point on, from the 15th all the way to December 24th, our attempt is to try and have a kettle location manned all the way through, and hopefully we can hit our goals. Right now, it looks like Sunbury is going to have a goal about $55,000, and I think, unless Lieutenant Kirsten corrects me, I think we're looking for about $30,000 to $35,000 for Milton, and hopefully we can hit those goals and continue doing the most good throughout the Susquehanna Valley.
All right, Tammy, I volunteered to ring a red kettle this year. I've never actually done it. I've done stories about it, but never actually did it. So start to think where you're going to deploy me this year.
Oh, I'm going to look for a good spot for you. I think you're going to ring the bell great, and I'll make sure I put something in your kettle, too.
Oh, good. Okay, so we'll make sure we have something. Yeah, and I'll put something in it, too, to make sure that it doesn't come up empty. That would be embarrassing.
There we go.
that would not be good. Okay, so Here for Good is upcoming. Who wants to tell us about the fact that we'll work with the Daily Item, Dagenstein Foundation, and the banks to make sure that that's taken care of?
Yeah, we were just talking about it on the way in. We're looking at having the goal about $150,000 this year. That's a pretty big increase from last year. We had a great success with the community and organizations and then 1994 Dagenstein Foundation. So we've already received the matching funds, so we're just hoping that we can hit that goal and do what we can do for the community throughout the year and through the holidays. And it's already kind of done a light kickoff, and you'll start to hear stuff from WKOK, the Daily Item, and then you should start seeing stuff on Facebook and the advertising with Norm Jones Media. We have a lot of great partners, and we really think that we're going to be able to hit that $150,000 mark with the community.
All right, and why? What's the need? Tell us, Here for Good is really making a big impact. How, Major Tammy?
Well, I think the need right now is for people to have hope coming back from COVID, just knowing we're not just going to bounce back, but as we struggle, that there are organizations and churches that care and want to offer hope to people. especially with 2022 coming up very quickly. We just want to know that this road can be a good place to be in.
Well, I'm there each year when the Salvation Army and all those volunteers give out the food and the hams and the pie and the food basket and clothing and toys for kids, and it's a joyful opportunity, and you get to see some grateful folks who come and get it and are really appreciative of the donations and then the work that goes into it. Lieutenant Kirsten Starn, same thing. This idea set the scene for the Here for Good campaign. Why is that the right campaign at the right time in Milton?
So the Here for Good campaign is a wonderful opportunity for you to give back to your community. These funds, they not only help us to be able to provide Christmas for children in our community, but they also help us to provide food and assistance year-round. So, and that's the wonderful thing about this campaign is that it's not just for this season that we're able to use these funds for good. We're able to use these funds for good all year round. And it really helps us to give a helping hand to this community.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lieutenant Kirsten Starnes. She and Lieutenant Jared Starnes up in Milton are the commanding corps officers there. Thank you so much for checking in today. Thanks for all you're doing in and around the Milton area.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Dan. We have Major Tammy Hench here, commanding corps officer in Sunbury. Give us an additional remark, please. Wrap us up.
We're all in this together, so let's all pull together and make a great Northumberland County.
Joel, anything to add?
Yeah, if you're looking for a way to give back in any way, supporting either the Red Kettle campaign or the Here for Good campaign are a great opportunity for you to give back. And if you're looking to give back your time, you can visit either the Salvation Army Sunbury or the Salvation Army Milton page and see the various opportunities to volunteer.
On Facebook, right? SalvationArmyMilton.org and SalvationArmySunbury.org is your website as well?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, so stay tuned to those. And anytime you want to link to them, just go to WKOK.com and we have all that information posted there. Major Tammy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. God bless you.
And Joel, thank you so much for all you're doing. You're on the radio almost as much as I am, but it's a good thing.
Hey, thanks, Mark. It's probably the only time I like getting up early in the morning, so I appreciate you having us.
Look, we changed the whole East Coast clocks for you, so it'll be easier for you today. You should be happy. All right, Joel Harris, Community Coordinator, Salvation Army in Milton and Sunbury.